Searching for God by Russell Simmons. 1. The Call to the Divine. The Eternal Yearning for the Infinite. From the very dawn of consciousness, humanity has sought to grasp the intangible essence of the divine. The yearning for God is a flame that has burned within the human heart across all ages, transcending cultures, epochs, and philosophies. It is a longing that is as universal as it is deeply personal, expressed in myriad ways, from prayers whispered in the stillness of solitude to grand rituals that echo through ancient temples and cathedrals. This yearning is not simply an intellectual pursuit or a product of religious tradition. It is the soul's innate desire to return to its source, to reunite with the eternal amidst the transient, and to uncover profound meaning within the chaos of existence. This longing is not bound by geography or time. The sacred hymns of the Rig Veda, the meditative chants of Buddhist monks, the Psalms of the Bible, and the ecstatic poetry of the Sufi mystics all speak to the same deep-rooted thirst for connection with the infinite. In every tradition, the divine is sought through countless names and forms, yet the essence remains the same, a call to something greater, something beyond the ordinary confines of human experience. For many, this call begins not as an epiphany, but as a quiet ache, a feeling of emptiness that no material possession, worldly success, or fleeting pleasure can ever truly satisfy. It manifests as an inexplicable void, a sense that something vital is missing, even in the midst of abundance. This ache often arises in the still moments of life, when the distractions of the external world fade, and one is left alone with the vastness of their inner being. This ache is not a flaw or a weakness. It is a sacred signal, a reminder that the human spirit is designed to transcend. It is the whisper of eternity calling us home, urging us to remember the divine origins from which we sprang. This longing is as ancient as humanity itself, woven into the very fabric of our existence, shaping the myths, philosophies, and spiritual traditions that have guided countless generations. For some, this yearning becomes a quest for answers to life's most profound questions. Who am I? Why am I here? What lies beyond the veil of death? These inquiries are not merely philosophical musings, but existential imperatives that demand exploration. They push individuals beyond the superficial pursuits of daily life, compelling them to look inward, to seek the mysteries of the self and the cosmos. The journey often begins with dissatisfaction, a realization that the promises of the world, with all its fleeting pleasures and triumphs, are not enough. The new car, the perfect relationship, the corner office, the accolades of society, none can fill the void. This sense of dissatisfaction is not a failure, it is a gift, for it drives the seeker to look beyond the tangible, to venture into the unknown realms of spirit and truth. This inward journey is both exhilarating and daunting. It is a path that demands vulnerability, courage, and the willingness to confront one's own limitations. Yet, within this journey lies the potential for profound transformation. As one begins to delve into the depths of their being, the divine reveals itself, not as something external to be attained, but as an essence that has always been present, waiting to be remembered. The yearning for God is, at its core, the soul's longing to merge with the infinite. It is the desire to transcend the illusions of separation and rediscover the unity that underpins all existence. This longing is the seed from which all spiritual practices, disciplines, and revelations grow. It is the common thread that unites saints, sages, and seekers throughout history, each one driven by the same unquenchable thirst for the divine. As the chapters of this book unfold, this yearning will serve as the foundation for understanding the transformative power of celibacy, white tantra, and higher consciousness. Each of these practices arises from the same sacred impulse, the call to reconnect with the eternal and to live a life imbued with the boundless joy and peace that only the divine can provide. The journey begins here, with the recognition that this longing is not a burden but a beacon, guiding us ever closer to the infinite love and light that is our true home. Celibacy, a gateway to purity and power. Among the many disciplines that seekers adopt, celibacy stands as one of the most profound and transformative. It is often misunderstood as mere abstention, but celibacy is far more than the suppression of desire. It is the redirection of vital energies toward a higher purpose. In this practice lies the potential to access extraordinary levels of clarity, creativity, and spiritual insight. In every spiritual tradition, from the ascetics of ancient India to the monastics of the Christian tradition, celibacy is revered as a tool for transcending the distractions of the physical world. By conserving sexual energy, practitioners cultivate an inner reservoir of vitality that fuels their spiritual ascent. This energy, when transmuted through disciplined practices such as meditation, yoga, and white tantra, becomes a force that propels the soul closer to divine realization. White tantra, the alchemy of spiritual love. White tantra introduces a sacred dimension to the interplay of energies within the human body. Unlike other forms of tantra, which may focus on physical expressions of intimacy, white tantra centers on the elevation of the soul through the purification and union of masculine and feminine energies within oneself. It is a path that celebrates the sacredness of life while remaining rooted in spiritual ideals. Through white tantra, practitioners learn to balance their internal polarities, cultivating a harmonious flow of energy that awakens higher states of consciousness. This practice is not about rejection but transformation. It embraces the inherent beauty of desire and transmutes it into divine love, allowing individuals to experience profound bliss and unity without external dependencies. Spiritual discipline and the ascent to higher consciousness. The journey toward higher consciousness is not without its challenges. It demands unwavering discipline and a commitment to transcend the lower impulses of the mind and body. Spiritual practices, such as celibacy and white tantra, serve as tools to quiet the chaos of the ego and align the seeker with the subtle frequencies of the divine. As one progresses along this path, the rewards are immeasurable. Moments of profound stillness reveal the vastness of existence. Insights that defy rational explanation arise, bringing clarity and peace. Most importantly, the boundaries between self and the divine dissolve, leaving behind an overwhelming sense of oneness and love. The journey begins. To heed the call to the divine is to embark on a journey that transforms every aspect of life. It requires courage to let go of societal norms and comforts in favor of the unknown. Yet, for those who answer this call, the path becomes an adventure of unparalleled depth and meaning. Celibacy, white tantra, and the pursuit of higher consciousness are not mere practices. They are sacred invitations to reclaim the divine essence within. They remind us that we are not separate from God, but expressions of the infinite seeking to know itself. As this chapter unfolds, so too does the promise of a life lived in harmony with the divine, a life brimming with purpose, bliss, and the ecstatic realization of wholeness.